Yes, the wonderful voice of Lady Sheena Wilder. We call her Lady lovingly because she's in our little club in Dundee, the 3 J's, Jute Jam and Journalism. And we're just looking at the words here. My soul has been torn from me and I am bleeding. My heart, it has been rent and I am crying. All the beauty around me fades and I am screaming. I am the last of the great whales, and I am dying. How true. That's very, very sad one, isn't it? I hear they're still at it, aren't they? Nothing we can do about it. No, not a thing. You're listening to The Sounds of Scotland, brought to you courtesy of Radio Triple U FM, down here in South Nara, the host with the most on the coast, broadcasting over 92.3 North, 99.7 South, and 104.5 Central. Telephone number is 44221193. 44221193. And we haven't played anything for our Irish friends for a while, have we? Now, well, we'll have a look around, see what we can find. Oh, by the way, the temperature is dropping. It was 22 about half an hour ago. It's now down to 19 degrees Celsius. That's on the wall there. So how about we listen to Joseph Locke as we cool down?
Joseph Locke. where the shamrock grows greener than green. When you talk about the Leyland, every word brings a fond memory. It's the same when I hear an Irish refrain. Seems St. Patrick himself whispers, come home again. When you talk about the Leyland, then you're talking of heaven and Patrick himself whispers, come home again. When you talk about the land, then you're talking of Since yon lang summer days, when first I met that lassie, and my head still often yearned. In memory let me wander by yon bonny border burn. In memory let me wander by yon
was the Taffin Lads we by yon bonny border burn and Scotland the Brave. I have an urgent message here, but better read it before we go any further. Notice to all and notice to all drivers, the roadworks are being carried out on the Moss Vale Road on the Cambawara Mountain. A speed limit of 40 km/h is enforced until further notice. So please watch what you're doing when you're driving up that way. It can be very dangerous. So that's on the Mossville Road on the Cambawara Mountain. Keep your speed down to 40 km/h. And that way you won't get into any trouble, will ya? Ah, right. Okay, this next one coming up is I just received this. It's a new one. I've never played it before. I've played the tune, but not the artist. So here's the another one from... it's from Green Sax Recordings over in Scotland. They send me a CD from time to time. And here is Ian Bruce with... No, it's not Ian Bruce. Oh, it's a bit of pipe music. Oh, lovely. Let's listen to The King Has Landed in Moidart by the Drumbuie. Oh, love that one. Kirk Liston Pipe Band. Thank you.
ye Jacobites by name, lend an ear, lend an ear. Ye Jacobites by name, lend an ear. Ye Jacobites by name, your thoughts I will proclaim, your doctrines I am and blame. Ye shall hear, ye shall hear. Your doctrines I am and blame, ye shall hear. What is right and what is wrong, by the law, by the law. What's right and what is wrong, by the law. What is right and what is wrong, a short sword and a line. A weak arm and a strong, but to draw, but to draw. A weak arm and a strong, but to draw. What makes heroic strife? Fame the bar, fame the bar. What makes heroic strife? Fame the bar. What makes heroic strife? To whip the assassin's knife, or hunt a parent's life with bloody war, or hunt a parent's life with bloody war. Schemes alane in the state, in the state. Then let your schemes alane in the state. Then let your schemes alane and adore the rising sun, and leave a man undone to his fate, to his fate. And leave a man undone to his fate. I yet Jacobites by name, lend an ear, lend an ear. Ye Jacobites by name, lend an ear. Ye Jacobites by name, your thoughts I will proclaim, your doctrines I will blame. You shall hear, you shall hear. Your doctrines I will blame, you shall hear.
Ah, yes, Wallet. Oh, here's another one coming straight up now. Okay, we'll let it go.
As I come in, be I can do a little wee bit free the tune when tea the hillens I was going to view the house of Crumdale. I met a man in tartan trews, I speared at him, which was the news, for he the hillend army ruse that ere we come to Crumdale. We were in bed, sir, every man, when the English host upon us came. A bloody battle then began upon the house of Crumdale. The English horse, they were so rude, they beat their hoofs in heel and blood. But our brave clans, they boldly stood upon the house of Crumdale. Alas, we could no longer stay, for o'er the hills we came away. And sore we do lament the day that ere we come to Crumdale. Thus the great Montrose did say, can you direct the nearest way? For I will o'er the hills this day and view the house of Crumdale. Alas, my lord, your nose is strong, you scarcely need 2,000 men, and there's 20,000 on the plain stand rank and file on Crumdale. Thus the great Montrose did say, I say direct the nearest way, for I will o'er the hills this day and see the house of Crumdale. They were at dinner, every man, when the great Montrose upon them came. A second battle then began upon the house of Crumdale. The Grant Mackenzie and Mackay, soon as Montrose they did espy, oh, then they fought most valiantly upon the house of Crumdale. The Macdonalds they returned again, the Camerons did their standard join. Mackintosh played a bloody game upon the house of Crumdale. The MacGregors fought like lions, Bill MacPherson's none could then control. MacLaughlin's fought like loyal souls upon the house of Crumdale. McLean's, McDougal's, and McNeil's Cipolli, as they took the field and made that enemies to yield upon the house of Drumdale. The Gordons boldly did advance, the Frasers fought with sword and lance, the Graves they meet, the Heats they dance upon the house of Drumdale. The loyal Stuarts, we Montrose, Cipolli set upon their foes and brought them in with healing blows upon the house of Cromwell. Our 20,000 Cromwell's men, 500 fleet to Aberdeen, the rest of them lay on the plain upon the house of Cromwell.
Ah, well, that wasn't too bad, was it? That was by Ewan McCall, the Halls of Cromwell, or the Hills of Cromwell, famous battle that took place on the northeast coast of Scotland. You Jacobites by name or by Ian Bruce, and of course the Drambeery Kirsten Pipe Band played The King Has Landed in Moidart. I didn't like that because it was too slow and you hear them walking up the beach. And it wasn't a pipe band, there was only a couple of pipers there. No, I wasn't keen on that one. There's a few more down the track a bit, but I'll maybe play them when I get home tonight and play them next week. Yeah. Righto, I'll give you the... If you're heading for up the Mossville Road, up the Cambawara Mountain Way, please be careful. Keep your speed down to 40k, as there's a lot of road work going on up there, and I don't want cars come screaming around that bend to take the hill. So that's Cambawara Mountain on the Mossville Road, so please be careful. And this 40k per hour will be enforced until further notice. Right. What's on this afternoon? Scottish Country Dancing at the Earl Bay Community Centre. Starts at 2 o'clock, so if you're interested in a little bit of light exercise, meet some nice people, get yourself a cup of tea or coffee, get over there about 2 o'clock and say hello. Tell them that Jock sent you. And run. Okay, let's listen to... here's another one from Isla. I got a few more from Isla Grant, by the way, so we'll be hearing a bit more of her in the near future. I love her. Here she is with Culloden.
Can you hear them? Can you see them? Marching proudly across the moor. Hear the wind blow through the drifting snow. Tell me, can you see them, the ghosts of the Lord? Many bravely fought, and sadly they were slain, but they died with such pride and dignity. Their lives were not in vain, we still remember them. They fought to save their land and died for liberty. Can you hear them? Can you see them? Marching proudly across the moor. Hear the wind blow through the drifting snow. Tell me, can you see them, the coasts of the Lord? Through the mist you hear a lonely piper play. Listen carefully, you hear a mournful cry. Swords and bayonets crash as man to man they clash. They came to fight, to live, and now they die. Can you hear them? Can you see them? Marching proudly across the moor. Hear the wind blow through the drifting. drifting snow. Tell me, can you see? Then the ghosts of Culloden, can you hear them? Can you see them marching proudly across the moon? Hear the wind blow through the drifting snow. Tell me, can you see them? The ghosts of Culloden.
Yes, that was the Fields of Culloden by Isla Grant. Great voice, isn't she? Yeah. Here's another one I'd like to play. I actually borrowed this tape just to play it for my mate over in Dundee, Brian McGinley, alias the West Ender. He's celebrating his 50th birthday soon, very soon. He has to be reminded of it. So I'd like to play this one for him as well. As I said, I borrowed this one. It's not a Scottish artist. It's country western. Here's another version of Annie Laurie.
Maxwell's braes are bonny, where early falls the dew, and 'twas there that Annie Laurie gave me her cross true, gave me promise true, ne'er forget will he, but for bonnie Annie Laurie I'd lay me blue and deep.
I wonder why I feel so restless, that old moon is shining still and bright. Cattle all are resting easy, but I can't sleep tonight. Ain't no cactus in my blankets, I don't know why they feel so hard, unless it's warbling Jim singing Annie Laurie out on guard. Annie Laurie, I sure wish he'd quit it. I couldn't sleep now if I tried. Makes the night seem big and lonesome, and my throat feels sore inside. How my Annie used to sing it. It sounded good and gay all those nights I'd drive her home from dances when the east was turning gray.
Yes, her brow was like the snowdrift, her eyes like quiet streams, and her face still can see it, much too frequent in my dream. And her hand was soft and trembling that night underneath the tree.
But her folks said I was restless, wild, unsettled. They's right, you see. Well, I leaned a punching cattle, I'm at it still tonight. They say she married young Doc Wilkins. Lord, but that was hard. Sure wish that fool would quit that singing of Annie Laurie out there on guard.
Oh, I just can't stand thinking of the things that have been. Good old days, they're all past me, never seem to come again.
What's that? My turn already. All right, I'll come to running part. Could you warm me up some coffee? At least I'll stop old Jim from singing Annie Laurie all night out there on guard.
Max Weldon's braids are bunny where he falls the dew, and was there Annie Laurie gave me her promise true. Gave me her promise true. And ne'er forget, but for Bonnie, Annie, Laurie, I'd lay.
Well, how about that, eh? That's a change. Annie Laurie sung as a cowboy song, and was sung by Charles Badger Clark. Yes, I borrowed that from Big Al. Thanks, Big Al. There's a few others in here that I've noticed, but I'll play them at home first and see what they're like. There's Irish ones as well. And you're listening to The Sounds of Scotland, brought to you courtesy of Radio Triple UFM, the host with the most on the coast. Broadcasting over 92.3 north, 99.7 south, and 104.5 central. Yes. And before we go any further, well, I better find out what the boss has got.
From Maru Meadow to Mollymook, the People's Radio, Triple UFM.